All right, I'm just going to make a notation to listen to the tape for a description of Johnny Cake. Now, what about soft, mushy cornbread served with a spoon?
Mush.
All right. Tell me, just how do you make cornbread? What's your recipe?
Oh, well, I just fix my meal and put in some soda and some salt, pour in some buttermilk, and stir it up. Mm-hmm. Put it in the pan.
Doesn't have an egg in it.
I hardly ever put an egg in it. But that's it. My daughter and her husband thought was so good, I did put an egg in that. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have just the straight cornbread. And have, when you have a fire in the fireplace, take the old oven and lead and put it in pones in that and put fire on the lead and bake it. If you got good teeth, that's good. Let it sit about an hour.
It gets real crisp.
Have a crust so thick on top of it.
Yeah, I'll bet that's good. All right. What do you call a round, flat pastry made with baking powder that has a hole in the center?
Donuts.
All right. A similar kind of thing made with yeast.
Well, they make light bread with yeast.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking about a round thing, you know, with a hole in it, made with yeast.
I never made any.
Okay. Oh, now what do you call round, flat, thin little cakes made with white flour, you know, that you eat with syrup?
Flitters.
All right. Do you ever call them anything else?
No, I reckon not. Flapjacks, some calls them.
But you don't, you call them flitters, and that's that. Okay, that's what I want to know. If I called them pancakes, would you know what I was talking about? All right. What do you call meat from the sides of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Middling meat.
Okay.
I ain't raised none in so long, I had to think.
Yeah. pressed meat loaf made of hog jowl or hog's head and so forth.
Souse meat. Some calls it pressed meat.
Which is the older term, do you think?
Souse meat.
Okay.
That's what I always heard it called when I was a kid.
What do you call the hard center part of a cherry?
Hard center part of a cherry? The kernel.
Okay. What about the center part of a peach?
Well, it's a kernel too.
You ever call it anything else?
Peach seed.
Okay. What about a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a stone peach, I think, is what they call them.
Okay. And what about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
It's a clear seed.
All right. Very good. Now, what do you call beans that are eaten in the pods?
Green beans.
Green beans? You ever call them anything else?
Well, after the pod gets too old to cook, call them shell beans.
Then you just eat the bean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you ever call them string beans or snap beans?
Well, we do sometimes.
Is there any difference between those and just green beans?
No.
Okay. But mainly you just call them green beans. What about large, flat, yellowish beans not in the pods?